P.T. Barnum is the subject of the new film The Greatest Showman, in which he is played by Hugh Jackman. WSHU's Davis Donovan spoke with Kathleen Mayer of the Barnum Museum about what the film got right about the famous promoter and what may have been a bit of Barnum-style exaggeration.
The film follows Barnum as he opens a museum in New York City and employs a ragtag group mostly made up of people with disabilities or unusual physical characteristics. With musical numbers from the people who brought you La La Land and supporting turns from Disney Channel stars Zac Efron and Zendaya, The Greatest Showman has a lot more, let's say, colorful touches than your average biopic.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for. You've been searching in the dark, your sweat soaking through the floor.
Kathleen Mayer is the director of the Barnum Museum. As one of the keepers of Barnum's legacy, I mean, you must have been watching this new film with a critical eye.
Oh, sure.
It's a bit of a fantasy in a lot of ways.
But... in so many ways. Well, you know something? Think about, you know, what would Barnum have done? You know, if this was his opportunity, if this was his movie, and I think that they hit, that 20th Century Fox and the cast really hit it out of the park. The story is fantastical, you know, and Fox did come to the museum early on and it was like, it's not a documentary.
It's a musical. It's got musical numbers and
fantastic music, fantastic dancing. I think P.T. Barnum, if he was, you know, in the audience next to me, he would have enjoyed it. He would love being, you know, portrayed by Hugh Jackman. I mean, come on, let's face it.
I drink champagne with kings and queens. The politicians praise my name.
The American Museum opens in 1842, that way downtown in New York City, and it survives for 25 years. It is the first major attraction globally, and it's open to everybody. It's not just for the elite. It's not just for the educated.
So let's talk about the most difficult part of the movie, which is the people Barnum hired. Mm-hmm. People with disabilities like Charles Stratton, who Barnum named General Tom Thumb.
Right.
Obviously, we look at this in 2017 with a different lens than Barnum did. You've noted before he was actually quite progressive for his time, but not everybody necessarily sees it that way today.
No, because we live in a world understanding our own norms. If we're looking back 150 years and judging people by our standards, it's kind of unfair to the people that lived back then in a lot of different ways. History can be a hard thing to read when you look back and how many people with disabilities or mental challenges, whatever it might have been, were really just pushed aside and hidden away. And this was an opportunity to showcase people. People say, oh, he exploited people. You know what? He actually paid people really well. Charles Stratton, truth is that they became lifelong friends. They're to the point where they're actually buried across from each other at Mountain Grove Cemetery. Barnum never referred to his performers, whoever they were, as freaks. That's a much later term given
in the
to
movie,
people.
The people who use it derogatorily.
The people Barnum hired were marvels of nature or natural wonders. That's what you see everywhere. You know, it's not come see a freak show. It just wasn't.
This is me. Look out, 'cause here I come. And I'm marching on to the beat I drum. I'm not scared to be seen. I make no apologies. This is me.
Were there any little moments in the movie that a casual viewer might not notice, but the director of the Barnum Museum would notice and say, oh, that little detail, they managed to get that in.
Yeah, there were a few of those. Actually, Bennett, the journalist, the antagonist in the story, you always need that.
This is a sort of a snooty reporter who looks down on Barnum.
Yeah, that was true. True enough, there was a journalist that would always kind of drill him and push him. And one scene that, you know, he says, you know, aren't you ashamed of showcasing, you know, humbugs and frauds? And Barnum did say something, and I'm sorry, I don't have the quote right. He goes, those smiles are not fake. That's real. Those are real smiles. That really kind of lays at the heart of all of everything that Barnum did, just making people happy. They compressed about 50 to 60 years of Barnum's entire life into an hour and 45 minutes. That is a really tall order to do. You see that, you calculate the math in your head, and you get over it because it's a movie. At the end of the day, P.T. Barnum's mantra, which we use all the time, the noblest art is that of making others happy. His goal through everything in his life is about making people happy. And I think that this movie is going to make people happy. And if they want the real information, come to the museum, call, email us, visit us, go to the website. We have an abundance of Barnum stuff.